together today. A couple of announcements as we begin. A reminder that tomorrow, Grief Share is having their special Surviving the Holidays time session. That's the word I was looking for. Surviving the Holidays, and it's not too late for registration. If you guys or anyone you know might benefit from this, reach out to Wayne and Kathy or Tracy and Jill. A couple of other announcements then. One that is not in your bulletin is that the last blanket sewing day for 2023 is this coming Thursday, November 16th at 1 p.m. So everyone's invited to that. The youth group wants to send a thank you to everyone who attended the Bible trivia night. 8 teams were there competing, and they raised over $2,000 for the youth group, which is fantastic. Otherwise, then a couple of other things. Thanksgiving Day service, November 23rd, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. We are collecting non-perishable food items for the Watseka, Milford, and Cisna food pantries, as well as the offering going to the Watseka and Milford food pantries that day. Also then in a couple of weeks, Sunday, December 3rd, there is the Reflections of Mary with Wendy Sue Pflug, and she will be presenting that at 2 p.m. All ladies are invited to that. Let Nola know if you want, if you're going to make it so that they can plan for food. Other announcements can be found within your bulletin. Are there any other announcements that I am missing today? If not, then we open this worship service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me now? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come together today. We ask that your word would go forth today, and that we would be blessed by your word and by the ministry of that. We ask that you would be giving us your mercy and your grace, that you would be allowing us, whatever else may be happening in our lives, to come together and to focus on your word and to be blessed by it. Thank you for your grace. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. Our call to worship this morning is Psalm 70. I invite you to stand as you are able as we confess it together. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be put to shame and confusion and seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt.
Let them turn back because of their shame who say, aha, aha.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. And I'll invite you to remain standing for our opening praise song today, 10,000 Reasons.
Thank you. At this time, in full acknowledgement of God's mercy and His grace, I will invite you to bow before the Lord with me as we confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy and ask you, for Christ's sake, grant us forgiveness of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now hear from God's word. If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because of the promise of God, I declare to you today that your sins are forgiven. Amen. At this time, I will invite you to stand as you are able out of respect for the reading of God's word.
The Old Testament lesson is from Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is it not the day of the Lord darkness and not light and gloom with no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs, to the melody of your harps I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The epistle lesson is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with them those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
And our gospel lesson for this week comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with them and their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and you, go rather to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with them to buy. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Here ends the reading of God's word. Amen. At this time, we have the opportunity to confess with the church of all times and in all places our holy Christian faith. This morning, I invite you to confess with me the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated at this time. At this time, I will invite our ushers forward to receive our morning offering. Would you bow your heads with me as we go to our Lord in prayer? Heavenly Father, we confess along with the words of our gospel lesson for today that none of us knows the day nor the hour that you will return. However, Lord, we pray, as does St. John in the book of Revelation, that you would come quickly, Lord Jesus. Lord, we anticipate and look forward to your return. And we anticipate and look forward to the blessed resurrection of the dead. And we ask that your word would continue to go forth until that time, convicting people of their sin, bringing them to faith in Christ, and giving knowledge and peace to all of us who here remain. Lord, we think of those in our congregation who are in need. Lord, we ask that you would be with our shut-ins, including Juanita, Diane, Joanne, and Delbert. We ask that you would be with those who are in need of healing, including Gordon, Zach, Linda, Tim, Norm, DJ, Grayson, Danielle, Robert, Casey, Michael, Ty, Blake, Dwayne, and Leslie. Lord, healing is one of those things that we ask that you would complete in your time and in your way, be that a miraculous healing here on earth or permanent healing in your loving arms in heaven. Lord, we ask that you would be with the children of this congregation, including Willa, Charlie, Claire, Eloise, Gwen, Rowan, Lane, Waylon, Kennedy, Elena, Madeline, and Joanna. Lord, we ask you would be with the men on the church council, giving them continued wisdom and faith. We ask today for Tracy, Dane, Craig, Corey, and Stuart. Lord, as we just celebrated Veterans Day, remembering those who have lost their lives in service of our country, and remembering those who even today are still out serving our nation to protect it from evil, we ask that you would be with all those in the military and all those families who are awaiting them to come home. Lord, give them protection and faith, confidence and trust, knowing that you are the God who ends wars, that you are the God who brings peace, and that you are the God who promotes love. Lord, we ask that you would be with those over the military, for our nation and our government and all those who are in authority in this mortal plane of existence, that you would be giving them hearts to care for those who are under them, that you would be giving them wisdom and faith that they might be able to enact rule with honor and grace. Lord, we ask also then for our farmers that you would be continuing to provide them with safety and good weather as they finish up their duties and as they prepare for the coming season of planting once winter is over. Lord, for these and all other requests, we trust your holy name, asking that your grace would be working in us and that we would all be able to worship you together. Amen. Our song before the sermon today is Before the Throne of God Above. I will invite you to stand as you are able as we sing together before the throne of God above. At this time, I will invite you to remain standing as you are able, as once more I read our gospel text for today, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Reading in Jesus' name. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, these are your words, and your word is truth. Sanctify us today in that truth. Convict us of sin in our lives where that is necessary. And comfort and encourage us with the promises of your gospel. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Our text today, all three are very interesting. And I say that because all three of them speak of what could essentially be called the same event. All three lessons today speak of the day of the Lord's working. In our Amos passage, when God is saying through the prophet Amos to the rebellious northern kingdom of Israel, he said, "Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord." The day of the Lord for them happened in 722 BC when the kingdom of Assyria came and took over the northern kingdom of Israel as a judgment from the Lord for their sin. Then we have in Thessalonians, where Paul, writing to the believers in Thessalonica, is encouraging them that for them, the coming day of the Lord is one of peace and mercy, when God will himself return to the earth and all the dead shall rise, and those who died in faith will be joined together with Christ forevermore. And our gospel lesson, which we just read today, speaks of the day of the Lord's coming whilst picturing the Lord as the bridegroom. And the bridegroom, it says, is returning from a long journey. The bridegroom in our text is Jesus Christ. And the return of the bridegroom is the return of Jesus back to earth on the last day. The kingdom of heaven is pictured here as 10 virgins, 10 young ladies who took their lamps in order to meet the bridegroom as he was on his way home. So that when the bridegroom would return, there would be a welcoming party. That when the bridegroom returned, they would march with him into the wedding feast together. The wise virgins in our passage today are representative of those who have faith in Jesus Christ. And the foolish ones are those who do not. But specifically, the foolish women in this passage today, you can see them as this type of person that I myself can relate to, for I was this type of person. I'm young. I've got all the time in the world to repent and turn to God, so I'm just going to live it up however I want to in the meantime and repent when I'm old and turn to God when I'm getting ready to die. You see, for most people here in America and across the world, most people who know, who have heard the message of God, they know that there is a need for them to repent, to hear the word of God, to have faith in that promise of God. But what they don't always realize is the sense of urgency that comes with it. Because after all, how many 21-year-olds really think about death all that often? Putting it very bluntly, how many people my age at almost 30 think about death very often? Most of us are fairly healthy. You know, and unless you have kids, you really don't even have a lot of gray hairs yet. But what our parable is teaching us today is that it can all be over like that. In a moment, in a flash. There's one of two ways you can interpret this parable. The first way is that the return of the bridegroom is in fact Jesus' second coming, when he will return to judge the living and the dead. And for those who still say, I have a bit more time, they are the foolish who did not bring oils for their lamp. But then also, the foolish who did not bring oils for their lamp could also be seen as those who die before they think they're gonna, outside of the faith. And the bridegroom says, I do not know you. Dear friends, there is an urgency to the gospel. There is an urgency to my preaching. There is an urgency to our teaching, to our confessions. And that urgency is this. Each and every person in this room is marked for death. Each and every person in this room will die. And guess what? You have no clue when that's going to happen. For all you know, I could have a heart attack up here right now and keel over. Let's hope not. That'd be a little awkward. And for those of you who will live long enough, then guess what? Jesus is returning. And again, you're not going to know when it is. So many people have made millions of dollars trying to predict when Jesus will return. They've wrote books on the subject. They've held seminars on the subject. And guess what? Every single one of them has been wrong. It was even before my time. There was crackpots saying that Jesus would return back in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s and the mid 2000s. I'm pretty sure at least one person has said Jesus was supposed to return this year. How many of you heard that COVID is a sign that Jesus is returning? I don't know if I can say that word when this is going on the internet. That's okay. No, the purpose is to show us that we have no idea when we will come face to face with Jesus. You have no idea when you will be brought face to face with your Lord. So repent. Turn to God, confessing to Him your sins. Receive from God the forgiveness of all of your sins. The wise young women in here are those who have faith in Christ. They are those who have received from God's hand the entire forgiveness of all of their sins. They are those who have heard it over and over again, and each time they hear it, it is like the first time. They are those who, though they are still sinners, they are still foolish in their own right, yet they are made wise. They are made clean. They are made pure by the coming bridegroom. Dear friends, there is an urgency in the Christian church that we don't know how much time we have left. I don't know how many more Sundays I have to preach to you guys, which is why every single Sunday that I have the opportunity to stand up here and preach for you, that I refuse to let you walk away without hearing the message that your sins are forgiven. This sense of urgency plays into our daily lives as well. Why would we bother with petty squabbles and grudges if the world could end tomorrow? What's the purpose of a harsh word or a cruel statement if that person you're talking to could die tomorrow? At the very end of our Amos passage today, God says, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Dear friends, that is a picture of what the Christian life is called to be. Not because we are better than everyone else, but because we know that Jesus could return any time. And what worth is there in injustice and unrighteousness? What good does it do you? What good does it do your neighbor? So hear then Christ's final words in this gospel lesson. Watch, therefore, could be said, be ready, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Because the truth is, Jesus is returning. And either that or you will die before he returns and you'll come face to face with him anyways. So let your life be one that reflects the reality that he has taken away all of your sin, that he has forgiven all of your sin, and that he has given you opportunities until he returns to show love to your neighbor. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, it will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. Our praise song now is Mighty to Save. At this time, I will invite you to stand as you are able, as we pray now the prayer that our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive now the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing song is the Revelation song. I will invite you to remain standing.
Thank you.
Would you now go in peace and serve the Lord? Thanks be to God. Amen.